This is KLCC News. I'm Angela Kellner. There's a new boss at Bring Recycling. Julie Daniel retired from the executive director position at the end of May. The board of directors named staff member Carolyn Stein as Julie's replacement. I stopped by on Julie Daniel's last day to talk about the changes she's seen in the industry and the company since she began working at Bring in 1996.
It grew out of a class at the University of Oregon taught by Arnold Soderwall, and the primary focus of Bring in those years was keeping things out of the landfill, was the jump-starting of recycling in the community, and it quickly expanded into building materials. And the community has really embraced that, and especially in terms of recycling. I think most people who have access to recycling facilities use them. It's become commonplace as cleaning your teeth or putting your seatbelt on when you drive a car. It's just what you do to be a good citizen. Since we moved here in 2007 to the Planet Improvement Center, we've really worked to make reusing building materials and house parts much more commonplace, and that has been very successful.
And you mentioned moving here.
For years, we existed in what I can only describe as a fetid swamp next to the Willamette River over on CV Loop. It was in the Greenway. And it was a very, very difficult site for us to operate from. We leased it for next to nothing from Lane County. But because it was in the Greenway, we, of course, couldn't build or construct anything on the site. So it necessitated an approach that was much more like a junkyard than a used building materials facility. So it was a big step up for us to move over here. The number of people who shop here has increased vastly since we moved to this site. I mean, we're seeing about 10 times as many people here as we ever saw over at the old site.
And I remember when you started that campaign, this would become the Disneyland of recycling and reusing. You were very instrumental in getting this place funded and built. So is this the dream that you envisioned?
Well, you know, it's extremely close to the dream that we envisioned. We really envisioned a place that would be fun, that would change people's perception of what a reuse yard was like. We wanted it to be neat and clean, and also to embrace the principles of environmental sustainability, you know, using made out of used materials. A lot of people don't realize that most of the buildings here and really all of the fixtures inside the offices and inside the warehouses are used materials. So we wanted to demonstrate reuse. We wanted to demonstrate sensitive use of the land. We have a very elaborate bioswale and stormwater handling on site, of course, very energy efficient buildings and heating systems and things like that. And we have solar power out here. So we really wanted to demonstrate, you know, sustainable development that was more low-end and of the people. We also have art and gardens and lots of fun things.
This is in Glenwood.
That was a deliberate strategy on our part. We realized that we needed to be somewhere where people could get to quickly and easily. So, you know, when we bought the property in 2000, the price was right. Prices are going up now in Glenwood, but we reckon this was a good investment. I don't think you could buy a parcel like this in Glenwood today for what we paid for it.
And how do you determine prices on products?
Pricing is extremely difficult. We try to keep it within 25 to 75% of new for used items, with rare exceptions. Sometimes we underprice and sometimes we overprice. And it's the bane of anyone who's in the used materials business is trying to get it right. But we try to give people as good deals as we possibly can. It was such a rapid increase from the moment we moved here, the number of people and the type of people who came, not just more people, but a much broader cross-section of the public.
And you also came on board here right about the time that the Great Recession was hitting.
The recession was really good to us in a couple of different ways, and then not so good in others. Of course, there were more people coming, but it was more difficult to get materials too. Is the materials that people had donated to us in the past, they were selling themselves or using themselves. So it had kind of a give take, as these things always do. It's a bit of a balance. But I think the recession did one thing, and that was change people's priorities. Ever since the recession, people have made less waste, even though incomes have gone up and, you know, there's been a recovery. People just aren't quite as wasteful with consuming new goods as they were in the past. I think it gave everybody kind of a wake-up call that perhaps there are things that are more important. People are sort of realizing that, you know, the purchase of new goods comes with a big environmental responsibility. Every time we buy something new, we're really doing more than buying the item itself. We're buying a piece of what it took to make that item in the first place, from the mining or the extraction or the cutting of the tree, whatever it was that the item was made paid for through all the energy and pollution and water use it took to actually do the manufacture and then distribute it and then buy it. So the time you've actually bought something, it comes with a much bigger price tag than you're paying, you know, with the sticker in terms of its impact on the planet.
Julie Daniel retired as executive director of Bring. Her successor, Carolyn Stein, took over June 1st. Daniel will be celebrating this Friday at the third annual Bring Beer Benefit at Claim 52 Brewing in Eugene from 4 to 9 p.m. For KLCC News, I'm Angela Kellner reporting from Glenwood.